Hi everybody, Brian here, quantlabs.net. Let's get to our MotoWave and waiting for YouTube. Here we go. All right. So just so you know, here we are on MotoWave, Oana Data. Very mixed story. Before I get started, let me just pull up the quantlabs.net/ and get yourself on the daily newsletter. We put out a lot of information, regardless if you're just a regular trader or an algo trader, namely in the digital currency we don't talk about, which I can't do here because YouTube won't let me. If you want more information, just go over to my website, quantlabs.net/blog, for that. Okay, so let's get on with the fun. As you know, if you follow me regularly, I do scans here, a lot of shorts. Okay. In fact, let me pull up the market. Only Bitcoin and crypto moved up. Okay. So here's what we're looking at. Everything's pointing down. I mean, it's just everything. It's like blood, 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 blood. And they're saying, oh, the markets are taking a breather. No. Man, okay, so here is Bitcoin. I mentioned about the Japanese yen people want. Good there. And then, yeah, everything's not looking good. So how do I know that this what I do works? Let me show you yesterday, okay? So if I was to show you, I'm just gonna pull up my YouTube here. So yesterday I put up a bunch of videos, two in fact, more one technical, one on trading. But if you read this here, you say, rallying copper, sugar, yen. So we saw that yesterday, and what's performing today? The only one that's performing is yen, okay? How do we know that works? Because the proof is right there, okay? So great. Don't need to toot our horn for that, but this seems to work pretty good. So we do our harmonic scans. You see a lot of shorts, or here's our scan below the real price. More yen weakness now. But I'm not going to go through and dwell on this because this is really, really meaningless stuff. What you got to watch here between the tussle between gold, silver, look at here, we got gold, now we got shorts calls. It's nothing but choppy. What I plan to do is to move into MotoWave more, and they got strategies to develop this. To do it in Python takes months, and you're not going to be as responsive. This is why I like MotoWave with the software development kit, to be able to be really responsive, and everything's there that you need. Talks to everything, including the digital asset class we're not allowed to talk about. But you can see here, shorts, I mean, it's this whole thing, gold, silver has literally broken down. It's very unreliable, and you don't know what to look for, except if you're watching indices and whatnot. Like China is stable. We have a long here, that's a China 50. But that's been like that for a while. We're not seeing it. I will tell you, when it comes to currency, this does seem to be reliable. I have identified our Norwegian currency to be a good safe haven, as well as Sweden as well. I think with Sweden, I mentioned there's USD in Sweden right here. See, it moves up when the markets go bad. So we can definitely say that works. That's predictable. But when you're just throwing money in the wind and you can't figure it out, it's you're not the only one doing that. You got to look for predictability, and it's really hard to find in this market. And again, you're not seeing our usual US dollar currencies in US dollar because it's falling. It's been falling since July. Same with the euro. Japanese yen's a little stronger than normal. Look at here. We got USD Hungary as well, skyrocketing. Now here with India, not here to pick on India, but you know, it had its moment where it started to peak until this pandemic or this spike that's happening there. So that doesn't help them out. Now here's something else I want to be kind of concerned about is the US Treasury 30-year. It's been in an incline, but if you look at over time, it's been very flat. And, you know, with Biden just willy-nilly adding trillions of dollars on the U.S. deficit, it's not helping the dollar, so nobody wants to hold it. It doesn't help their treasury as well. People lose confidence in the U.S. as a whole, as a reserve currency, and that's what's kind of going on. One that's really surprising me is Mexico starting to come about as well. So again, we have Sweden. Here is a good one, but unfortunately, look what happens. WTI, the market gets spooked because of our global sickness. Natural gas still in a trend there, but it seems to have plateaued a little bit. But continuing along here, you know, I would have said, you know, look at the Hong Kong dollar. That was strengthening, but look at that real big drop there. So I can't really comment on that. Same with the yen. You got here the pound, the New Zealand, all shorts. Lots of, if you're a shorting person, you could make a lot here. Platinum. But again, it's all unpredictable. Everything goes into choppy mode. Australia, New Zealand, trending down. Mixed there with a long and a short on two of those. Here is where it gets interesting. Here's our first major index for the US, actually right here. So this is our first one. This is the top 30 out there. We got a short. It's definitely plateaued. It's definitely not moving up as you think it should. But that's what we look for. You know, you can say what you want, listening to the dumb analysts trying to, like with all Western media, trying to manipulate you into your way of thinking, but you just watch the charts. The charts don't lie. The data does not lie, unless it's, of course, manipulated. Here we have the same performance with the Brent crude moving down as well. France. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen my latest backtesting in Rwanda on all of this stuff that I watch. France was the best performing. I was not really surprised, but if you're a betting man, was doing pretty good. I don't know why. That's the French CAC 30, is it? 40? Again, we have here USD Denmark. Again, another Scandinavian currency doing well. You can see here we got a second one. It's slightly moving up with the US Mexican peso. So gold in Australia, gold in British pound. Like, this is like not even worth mentioning because it's just, like I said, it's a back and forth tussle. But there is one metric that you can really rely on, and this is it. Okay, I've talked about this. This is the gold-silver ratio, and where we need to look at this with better analysis, okay? So let's say if I was to pull up the weekly, okay, right here. How do we know this works? Well, it's quite simply this. So when you look at the overall spikes that we've had, okay, let me do it 2 week. Okay, this is what I want to show. So when we had, let's load up. Oh, I'm sorry. This is going back to 2008. Wow, okay. So look what happens in 2008. It goes up during that financial crisis. And look at the long decline, this long decline up until 2011 in July. And then it starts to eke back up. Okay, what is causing this to move up? This is one of the probably most reliable indicators I can think of just historically. So we're going all the way back to 2008. Okay, and look at it, it's spiking. It's trending up a little bit. And you got to ask, why is that? Why would this trend up? Well, I think it's pretty evident when you factor in just the global view, namely with the US and the, this is before Trump too. So this is gonna include Obama, you know, from up to 2016. And you can just see, it just like, it's a confidence factor. When that spikes, okay, that tells you that things are not looking good for globally, US, I don't know, but a lot of it is definitely driven by the U.S. So this is basically the debt story. So this is how you can use as an indicator to say things are not looking good when it starts to climb like that. And this is between where it really started, July 11th, up until when? Right here, January 2020, okay? I find this fascinating, really fascinating, okay? And this is when the pandemic hit right here. So when you look at this, it was still trending up. It just spikes up. And then up until when? April. And that's pretty well sounds right when you factor in the opening up of the economies globally, okay? So it drops, right? So now it's still dropping, okay? And that's a two-week chart. So when we look at the one week, it's still dropping, which is good, what we want. But then even though you can see it's starting to spike up a little bit and then trend back down. So for my mind, this is an excellent indicator to watch what goes on in the market. No matter what happens to gold, no matter what happens to silver, no matter what happens to any currency, this is what you watch. This gold-silver ratio is your metric to know when things are getting dangerous, because we want it to go down. We want it to short. We don't want it to do what it's doing here on a, let's say, well, it is a daily basis there, but it has that long call there. So this is something that is proving to be very reliable now. And again, that's the gold silver ratio. Okay. So a lot of people don't talk about it, but despite what you see out there, all the noise, all the garbage data, all the garbage that you see on all the Facebook and all these speculators and whatnot, this is what you watch. Okay. You can ignore all that noise and just watch this gold silver ratio. Okay. Continuing along. You can see here more shorts, and it just comes back to what I said earlier. Like, these currencies are all over the place. This is like gold, silver, you just don't know which way to go. If you don't know which way to go, just all you need to do is just watch the gold silver ratio. That's the one that proves itself time and time again, as I've shown you all the way back to 2008. So again, here we have more euro, you know, silver and euro, all just all over the place. It's not even worth talking about, but just be aware, this is just either many, many trading desks have been charged with it, especially the US ones, $100 million fines. Okay, they may not do it, but others will do it out of Europe or, I don't know, Japan or Asia, whatever, but it's happening, okay? That's why you're getting suppressed prices on gold and silver, because of all the derivative product out there that enables that. But if you took all that out and factored in only consumer utilization, industrial utilization on top of gold supply, gold should be spiking, or at least it might not be spiking in huge ways, but it should be moving up, but is definitely in my mind very suppressed. So again, here I was hoping to comment on Hong Kong. You can see it's dropped back, but look at all that volatility and choppiness. Not very good. So as I said, we have the Australian, New Zealand declining, okay? Back to the France, that's a pretty good trend right there. But the France 40 was the best performer out of all of them. I just, who knew, eh? Hong Kong 33, dropping as well. India 50, okay. Now, a few days ago, I said, oh, it's spiking, look at that. Look, it's dropped back. Comes back to what I said. Japan 225, pulling back here. Netherlands, that one's holding its own, but yeah. Singapore 30, same. Here, the Russell probably might do a little better, but this is the Russell 2000. But again, if you look at that, you got one long, one short. What are you going to do that? Here's another one that's really important to really understand is the Treasury, the 30-year. Okay, so we have a long there, a slight one. And then we have a longer long. So that's good, because that's, and we got a huge long here, you can see. And then we have a shorts. Three out of four are longs, which is good. So the 30 years, okay, but that's the duration. That's why they create these 100-year duration. Now, another one to watch. I'm going to come back to the Treasury in a minute. Here you can see we've been waiting for this long on China, but for whatever reason, China's not performing. Could be the spikes in maybe in China. I don't know. They're suppressing the news. I don't know. Something I don't know. So here, Saudi Arabia. Here's an interesting one as well. Thailand shorts, but it's ranking because there's nothing else. There's nothing else out there as well. We got another short here on the S&P 500. Now here's like coming back to the bonds. Here's a short term one. When you look at this one day, it was rising. This is now debt related. Okay. You just pour on that gas for your debt in the US. This is what happens. Your yields start to move up, or sorry, your bonds start to move up. Now it's going back down, which is okay. And it's longing. So as long as that's in play, they're okay, right? So let's say one day again. So very, very tough to watch. Here's the 5-year more longs, short there, long, short. So if you went through this like a few days ago, it looked good. It was all longs. Now we're getting some mixed shorts in there. So it's starting to show that people are questioning what's going on with this Biden, because he's just adding on another $2 trillion. Like it's like money coming out of wherever, finding in the ground. I don't know. Well, we know what's going on with the Fed. Okay. Interesting behavior here is this USD, Mexico peso, couple of Eastern European. There's a Czech. It's Denmark. Okay, we've already talked about the WTI. Okay, Brent crude, very mixed here. This is manufacturing, folks. And as long as this sickness coming out, unfortunately, out of India, I think that's starting to spook people and not showing in the markets. So again, here's an interesting one. Canada, see, Jeff's got a nice trend, but we know that story. This happens. you would jump in and look what happens. Goes down. Yuck. Okay, so we're on our last very good. So that doesn't mean it's all bad. Let me show you what I've seen. Okay, so I've shown you, you know, the NASDAQ is just definitely plateauing. Brent crude moving up, not so convincingly strong, but for a hold, definitely. But you can see here, it's somewhat plateaued. Wait for an entry when better news comes along on this global sickness. So we have the 30-year bond, fine, same with WTI. Okay, this is the one you want to be in, copper. I mentioned this last couple of times. Copper is really good. Look at that. If I was to show you performance of, okay, that's in US dollar, copper US dollar. So if I'm going to show you both, gold and US dollar, let's see how that's been performing overall and do a comparison. Okay. So okay, let's okay. So now we're looking at a day trade. Okay, so we look at June. Where's our XCU? So we're going back to June 2020. Nice trend up for copper. Look at gold. It's spiked up. And that's been trending down since. So ask yourself, why do you want to invest and hold copper? Or sorry, gold. Okay, because gold is definitely not great. I mean, it's one thing where the price still stays a certain level. Own a little bit of gold miners. Like here in Canada, we're lucky to have a few. Pure Gold has been an okay one, but it's just a nice little thing to have as a form of insurance, but don't tie up all your money in it. Okay, so let me keep that open actually, and then last one we'll do here is silver, which is XAG USD, same thing. Okay, so again, look at copper, nice trend up, and there's silver, so nice trend up again. August and just went flat, right? So Why hold? So the best metal right now is the industrial metal, copper. Okay, that is the one you want to be part of, because that's getting more expensive for a number of reasons. Manufacturing is starting to take hold. On top of Basically, inflation's kicking in, so that's why copper is going up. One last thing I want to add as a commodity. This one's a really good one. I've talked about it. Sugar, same thing. May, June, and it's just kind of not as strong as copper, but it's been trending up. So there you go. There's two really good trends to follow compared to all the garbage, Forex and all that stuff, and all the other noisy stuff where you're not going to make money. But to hold, these are the two ones I would hold on for now. Wait it out on the story of the global sickness, as well as the overall vaccine rollout, as well as the news of the sickness, because that's a huge driving factor of all this. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourself a great day. Hopefully that'll help you out. Talk later. And thanks for watching to the end, because now you got some more stuff. Over and out. Later.